Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this week, we've got Nick Hippa from Woven War. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Happy to have you on the show. The new Woven War album, it's self-titled and it's out in stores now. And Nick, musically, what did you specifically want to do differently that wouldn't have fit the As I Lay Dying style and sound?
I think our biggest goal with creating or crafting and developing the new sound of Woven War was just to expand on a lot of the things that we had done with As I Lay Dying, but to just make it sound a little bit more open. You know, As I Lay Dying was very fast-paced and specific, I think, like within the context of every song. You know, it was pretty much one tempo and it was straightforward and just driving the whole time. But with the type of vocals that we have in this new band, we had hoped to just incorporate a lot more dynamic within the song, you know, like a little bit more push and pull, and I think just more of an open sound without, you know, losing like the riff-based approach that I think we've always taken. So hopefully we captured that, or people can feel that, because we feel that we did what we had set out to do.
Woven War, the new band featuring the former members of As I Lay Dying with Shane Blay of O Sleeper on vocals, have a new self-titled album out. Here's a tune from it. It's All Rise. Dimmu Borgir and Morning Palace. Heard All Rise from Woven War. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nick Hippa from Woven War on the show with us this week. Their self-titled album is out now. And Nick, was there already an idea to do something aside from As I Lay Dying before everything happened with Tim Lembesis last year?
Yeah, it's actually interesting that you say that, because I think there was this dynamic within As I Lay Dying where we just weren't certain of what the future would hold. So all of us were kind of working on different things. Phil and Josh had been writing music together just for fun, and I had actually been working on music with Shane, the current singer, you know, the singer for Woven War. We were writing music together as well on the side, and there was no specific, I think, intention with this other than to just create music from a place that it felt like it was honest and natural and just for the fun of it, like, you know, you do when you're a kid. And when what happened to As Lay Dying had happened, I think both of those separate projects kind of just ended up being married together, and that's kind of how the band ended up forming. Was it was a culmination of two separate things that were being worked on while As Lay Dying was touring off of our last record cycle.
Nick Hippa of Woven War on the show with us this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. New Accept coming up. Also, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. And more with Nick. Stick around. New music from Accept. That was Stampede off their album Blind Rage, which will be out on Tuesday. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nick Hippa of Woven War on the show with us this week, talking about their new self-titled album, which is out now. And Nick, how much of everything that happened over the course of the last year is reflected in the lyrics on the Woven War album?
Well, surprisingly enough, I think a lot of what we went through the past year is reflected more of the music. Because when you get put into situations that are just, I think, overwhelming and that you don't know how to respond to, you, or at least myself and the rest of the guys, our course of action is just to pick up an instrument, you know, pick up the guitar and just play. So I think some of the riffs and so much of what we had written musically, I think, is more directly related to some of the emotions that we went through. Lyrically, though, it's, I think, a little bit more broad and universal, because Shane, our singer, wasn't as closely involved with, you know, some of the things that we were. So him and I collaborated on the majority of the lyrics, and he chose to write about things that were a little bit more specific and personal to his life. Although a lot of those topics are like adversity, you know, and hardship, and like persevering through them. And, you know, that was exactly what we went through. So I think my perspective and his perspective were kind of in line together. So when people, you know, check out the lyrics, I think they're not going to find anything that specifically references the very public stuff that was happening in our lives. But I think they have just a more broader scope as far as what they mean.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. New music from Dragon Force and more with Nick Hippa of Woven War. It's all on the way. Suicidal Tendencies will join Slayer and Exodus on tour. That tour, of course, kicks off November 12th. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nick Hippa of Woven War on the show with us. The new Woven War record is out now. And Nick, creatively and personally, what's been the most fulfilling things that have come out of the events of the last year?
Creatively, I think we just, you know, it kind of touches back on the idea that we just kind of channeled our emotions through music. But I feel like we just grew together, you know, in so many ways. You put people through something that I guess could be viewed as a little bit of a hardship. So granted, in the grand scheme of the world, it's not that big of a deal, but our lives got complicated together, and we worked together to figure out, you know, a course of action that brought us through it. And in doing so, I feel like we took our musical chemistry way further than we had, you know, with Azalea dying. And personally, we just became, I guess, closer as brothers than we had ever been before, including, you know, bringing Shane into the mix. He was somebody that we've been friends with and had, you know, known for years, but him being involved with us and working on something that we all were putting so much of ourselves into just brought us together on all levels. And it's great because, you know, we're out here on tour and we're playing, and I know that, you know, across the stage that all of our hearts and minds are in this thing together, and that's a great feeling to know that we're all on the same page and firing on all cylinders.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Nick Hippa of Woven War with us. He'll be picking a tune or two next. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Nick Hippa on the show with us this week, talking about the Woven War album that's out now. And you were on the road this summer with Black Label Society, and you'll be out in Europe this fall with In Flames. Two pretty high-profile tours to put a new band into motion. What's been the biggest surprise about the way Woven War has been received so far?
Yeah, I don't know if there's too many surprises, because we were expecting, you know, a fair amount of backlash from people that were expecting us to do the same sort of aggressive and more leaning more towards the extreme sound of metal. But I guess if I was surprised, it's how well things translated on the Black Label tour, as far as us not having the album out then, but just playing these songs live. And for people who were expecting it to be a little bit, I guess, less intense because they're singing, you know, to have them be pleasantly surprised, you know, to be able to see us live and feel that energy and that intensity and just the heaviness of what we're doing, that I think surpassed their expectations based on hearing, like, oh, it's like a, you know, it's a little bit softer sound because there's no screaming or whatever. So that has been awesome. And just to find ourselves making new fans within the course of a show, you know, we're a brand new band, so we walk on stage and a lot of people don't even know who we are. And, you know, playing our set and seeing a considerably more, like, drastic reaction, you know, like a well-received, like, reaction versus when we step on stage with blank stares facing towards us. That's been a cool experience as well.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Nick Hippa, former guitarist of As I Lay Dying and current guitarist of Woven War. Their album is out now. Got to take a quick break. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up and more with Nick. Stick around. That was Armorist from New Jersey thrash metal veterans Overkill and their new album, White Devil Armory, which is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nick Hippa of Woven War on the show with us. Their self-titled album is out now. See them on the road. Nick, what's the touring plans for the rest of the year for the U.S.?
In terms of the U.S., that's actually a huge question mark for us, because we're in Europe with In Flames for a long time. And there's a couple things that have been mentioned, but I don't know if they've been confirmed. But after that tour, we definitely will be back in the States. You know, we need to do like a full run on our own. So I don't know, and I can't really say who that's going to be with, but I know that we're working on getting a full U.S. run for either the winter or late fall.
Awesome. Well, good luck with everything that you've got in the works, and I'll definitely look forward to seeing you guys really soon.
Cool. Thanks so much, Jackie.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.